Good afternoon. This is Kirk Alphagol, 7 Yankee Mike, and this is the Noon Net on the WW7 PSR 2-meter repeater operated by the Puget Sound Repeater Group here in Seattle, Washington. It is December 27th, 2025. This is a midday net to see who's out there and listening and see if any of you would like to let us know what's happening with you. If you'd like to give an IO or a report of up to 3 minutes, all I need is your name and call sign. I'm doing one big round today. And clearing the deck, so come ahead now with your call sign and name, please.
KI7RMU.
KI7RMU.
Bravo 1, Alpha India, portable Victor Echo 2 in St. Hubert, Quebec. I'm in and out. Name is Brian. Have a good day, everybody.
Could the Victor Echo 2 station give me a call sign again? There's a little bit of pile up there, and I got nobody. So the Victor Echo 2 IO station, give me your call again, please.
Roger that. It's Alpha Bravo 1, Alpha India. Alpha Baker 1, Alpha India. Name is Brian. Portable Victor Echo 2.
Okay, Roger that. Well, thanks for stopping by. That's a really interesting thing. Oh, can I ask you where you are in VE2 land?
I'm in St. Hubert. St. Hubert. It's probably about 15 miles to the east of Montreal. That's where I'm located, a tiny town.
Roger that. I just was wondering. Thank you very much for checking in. Who else is out there? Call for any name.
KJ7.
This is Kilo Mike Zero Quebec, KM0Q, Darren with an IO.
KM0Q, I got your IO. And Sean, could you give me a call sign again? I should know it by now, but I'm getting a little rusty. Sean, give me your call sign, please.
Kilo Juliet 7, Echo X-ray Mike.
KJ7EXM, there we go. I got the call sign. Who else is out there? Try again, please.
Kilo Juliet 7, Juliet X-ray Mike. Robert with
Kilo Juliet 7, Romeo Alpha Bravo, Jamie.
KJ7JXM, KJ7RAB, Robert and Cammy, you're on the list. Let's see, who are they got there? I can handle a couple more. If you're out there, call sign and name, please.
This is Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha Lima Mike Keith. In the Renton Highlands on a UV5R Mini that just started working.
KJ7ALM Keith with his UV5R Mini finally working. You're coming in. I didn't check your signal. I'll do that when you check in. And with that, why don't I go right back up to Jack. Sorry, I spaced out there. And get your report. Jack, how are you doing?
Hey, happy holidays there, Kirk. Hope you had a great break. Nice to hear you back in the seat there, running the new net today. You sound fantastic. Hope you had a good time away. We certainly had a good time without you. No, wait a minute. No, I just kidding. No, we missed you. You know that. Hey, but great to hear Sean and Darren and Brian and Robert and Cammy and Keith there. Keith, I'm so glad you got the Mini working. That is awesome. I don't know if my help led you astray, or if you need to borrow a cable or anything, but yeah, once I got it figured out, it seemed like it was okay, so I think it's working pretty well now, but I've got to double check a couple of things. I just got a Baofeng UV7R, and man, this thing is built like a tank. It's not the usual Baofeng radio. In fact, the battery, you can put it in the back, in the body of the radio, and then you can screw it into the radio, so it doesn't fall out. Not that it ever would, but I suppose that's possible. So this is kind of a next generation new UV5R and a UV7R body, and man, it's really, really nice. I really am enjoying that so far, and the Mini too as well. I don't want to denigrate that character on that radio. So anyway, great to hear you there, Kirk. Thank you so much. Going to head down to my sister's for a post-Christmas. Have a bunch of kids down there. Going to make some balloons, and we're going to have some fun games with the kids, and Jake is really excited. So Anyway, we're going to head out of here in a few minutes, so hope everybody enjoys their weekend. Be listening for you on the Simplex Net tonight. Kirk, back to you, AG7YM, KI7RMU.
All right, Christmas after Christmas. I totally like that idea. I've been rolling on Christmas, too. Made some turkey, and I've just been enjoying it the whole time now. I love turkey. That's my thing. I really should just bake it more often. But anyway, kudos on the UV7R. Interesting, that parses as a call sign on my program here. But I know it's a Baofeng, so that's really great. It sounds super awesome. I'll look it up when I get a moment. And drive safe when you're out there, although it looks pretty nice right now. The sun's shining. It's probably wet, but otherwise wonderful. So at any rate, thanks for stopping by on this. I think this is the last new net of the year. I should look at the calendar really quick. Let's just take a peek. Yep, last new net. Last Saturday new net. That's right. Last Saturday new net of the year is what I meant to say. And good to have you here, and it's good to be back. All right. Let's see here. Let me check who's next. It is KJ7EXM. Sean, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. And after last night's little hyperactivity jump, I did check my sugar today. It's still high. So that means I can't eat anything more until later tonight, because I did eat a banana on top of what I saw on my device. So, can't touch anything more until later tonight, and I am... Cheers, governors. I am indulging in a light coffee. Yum, yum, yum. And the best kind. Starbucks, of course. And I am sitting here looking out the window. Yes, there is indeed blue sky, but the clouds are kind of off and on, shiny or not shiny. So those of you who are boaters out there, you be careful for today. I don't like the way one cloud looks. Other than that, I am doing fine. I'm happy as a kitten could possibly get. And by the way, one of you has got a new ringtone. Because I put a on it. So, yeah, anyone who's got a dog and my phone goes off, don't be surprised if your dogs are looking straight at the phone. Otherwise, I am doing fine, and I am working on some little techniques right now to keep my hyperactivity under a nice controlled roll. Wow. Anyway, hope everybody has fun today. KJ7EXM, back to next.
KJ70XM, Alpha Golf 7, Yankee Mike. Well, your brain is your best friend for trying to do that, controlling hyperactivity. I wish you the best of luck on that, and I love the idea of adding a ringtone per person on your phone. I should look into that. That would be super awesome. And I hate to disagree with you, but I found my favorite coffee in Malaysia. It's this outfit called Oriental Kopi, and they just make this amazing coffee. I'm completely spoiled now by Malaysian coffee, but you have to ask for it without sugar or low sugar, because man, do they pile in the sugar over there. Ooh, wow, it's like drinking candy. It's really bad in that regard, but yeah, if you just get them to tone it down, it's really great. So at any rate, do enjoy the day without any sugar until the evening. I would find that hard. I've got a pumpkin pie calling my name. I've definitely gained a pound or two this holiday. But thanks for stopping by, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Next up is another net host. Probably tomorrow, if the schedules haven't changed. KJ7JXM, Robert, how are you?
Well, good afternoon to the net. This is KJ7JXM, Robert, and I am doing pretty good. We just had the ordeal of a lifetime at this house. I called in a professional dog nail trimmer to cut the claws down on Tilly and Zeus. Millie's pretty easy. Cammy's able to kind of get her, because most of her nails are clear, so you can kind of see through them. see where the click is, but the other two dogs, they squirm and squabble so much that we're always afraid we're going to clip the click, which is, you know, not a good thing to do on dogs, so, and very painful for them. But the Mogwai, Tilly, she is like, I mean, it's, yeah, she is the most freaked out little dog I think I've ever seen trying to get her nails clipped. She was squirming and fighting and crying and doing everything she could to get out of our arms. It took three of us to hold her in place. Two of us to hold her, and the third person was clipping the nails, so, and holding on with a death grip to her feet to try to keep them in place. But ended up getting that done. And then Zeus, oh my goodness. Zeus sounds like you're murdering him. He's got that.
UV5R Mini. One of the downsides with it is my fat fingers are so big compared to this little radio. I've got to be very, very careful where I put my fingers in regards to the push-to-talk buttons and stuff like that. But it was actually a gift that I requested from the Outlaws, and I got these pretty yellow-colored ones. So they'll hopefully not get lost in the bottom of my backpack that I take to work. Earplugs and wearing earplugs, very important. Because your hearing disappears as a continual loss. And I actually wear earplugs every day because I, not necessarily an unsafe working environment, but it's loud and I'm getting old, and so it just makes it easier for me to hear conversations when I can block out the background sounds. And I can imagine going to concerts and stuff like that, I would do the same thing. So, nonetheless, yeah, just got manually programmed a few frequencies into one of these little radios, and just wanting to test to make sure it's working okay. It looks like it's getting into Cougar a little bit. I'm only using the little 4-inch antenna that comes with it. So, not bad if you guys can hear me. This is Keith, KJ7ALM, back to net.
All right, Keith, well, like I said, you're coming in, and I can hear you fine, and your 250, as you surely noticed, at least, and the audio is great. No, that sounds so wonderful. I think that thing's doing a good job, especially with the 4-inch antenna. I've got the Yaesu FT70D, and it had a little stubby antenna. I replaced that with this diamond antenna. It must be at least a foot long. Yeah, if not, just a teensy-weensy bit longer. And wow, it made all the difference. I really like that antenna for my radio. So I don't know if you should get one. I would recommend it even so, even though it's working in the short one. But you can't just throw it in your backpack. I always have to take off the antenna and set it aside when I take my radio with me anywhere. But still, it was doing a great job for you. And fingers too big, that's interesting. You know, there was a while in the 80s where everything was getting smaller and smaller. And I remember some of the little camera things they had and, you know, music players. The buttons were getting so tiny. It's like, how are you supposed to even use it? I mean, there's definitely a limit to shrinkage. But at any rate, it sounds like you're going to enjoy it, and I wish you the best with that. So thanks for stopping by this weekend, and that's the end of that particular list. I'm ready to start a new one. If you're out there listening, let's get your call sign and name.
Kilo Golf 7, Echo Juliet Tango, in and out.
KG7EJTIO, thanks for stopping by. Who else is out there?
KE7NUI, Arthur.
KE7NUI, Arthur. Well, you know what, Arthur, let's make one more call, and then I'll just go right over to you. Let's try one more. Anybody else out there? Call sign and name.
KJ7NUW, Madeline.
KJ7NUW, Madeline, I've got you on the list. You know what? Let's just go back to Arthur since there was such a pregnant pause that last time. So KE7NUI, Arthur, what are you doing today?
Well, hello to the net. Yes, we had a good Christmas, and the kids got lots of presents. And my gift to the family was a whole media center set up with an NVIDIA Shield, got my NAS hooked up to it so we can, you know, store all the medias and stuff locally, which, you know, is nice during an outage and stuff, too. Last year, I remember when we were on the generator doing an extended blackout, my old DVD collection sure came in handy after years of collecting dust. But yeah, the kids got a lot of stuff to play with. Little Lucy and Leo got their first radios. My mother-in-law gave them a pair of FRS radios, which is pretty cool. And yeah, a good start to their radio journey. Lucy was just around and wanted to say hi, but she wandered off, so she may have missed her turn. That's okay. But I'm glad I'm in a group with Madeline. Hello, Madeline. I'm setting up a mesh core system here. I actually just minutes ago got a package from Amazon with a 5.8 dB antenna, so that should help my problems with not being able to get out real well. I'm kind of between East Benton Highlands and Issaquah, so a little bit on the periphery of the mesh as a whole. Earlier this week, I was playing with putting the whole device, Helltech V4, into one of those plastic gelato containers, which makes a really good mount for an antenna in the lid, and then I put that up on the halyard line for my dipole, and I get great signal up there, but yeah, down here at, you know, my house level, I don't really get anything even with the big antenna. So I'm going to have to figure out, do I put a long line and incur feed line losses up to a high antenna, or should I find a way to put the whole thing up there and then find a way to supply power to it? Because otherwise this 3,000 milliamp hour battery only seems to last, I guess, about 2 days. And so, yeah, I'll have some figuring out there. So one way or another, I'll get a good setup. So have some playing with all this equipment to do. And otherwise, yep, just fun week. Playing, experimenting, family time, and whatnot. So, good Saturday to the net. 73 to everyone. KE7 NUI.
All right, KE7 NUI, Alpha Golf 7 Yankee Mike. Oh, that sounds really interesting. I think you were talking about the mesh system for the data stuff on the amateur radio bands. I've been meaning to look into that at some point. That's sort of a lower level priority in my regard, but I remember going to a talk a few years back where the fellow was showing the mesh system and where it was communicating and the equipment you used to set it up. He had some dishes and whatnot. It would be fun to be part of that, although I'd want to do SSTV and just send cat pictures, so I don't know. I should be all digital, SSTV and digital. I guess they have some sort of, you can just transfer files. I used to do the, who were those guys? There was a digital net, and they used a lot of tools and could transfer pictures digitally with those tools. But at any rate, it sounds really awesome. I think that it's a very exciting endeavor. Very detailed, lots of things to wade through, and computerization, and that's just my thing. Sorry, you didn't get any third-party traffic there. Your third party wandered off, but that's okay. They can always try again later, other nets, that is. And the home video center sounds like a lot of fun. I've got this really cool mini ITX case. It's probably, I don't know, about like 10 inches high by 6 wide and 6. And it's really cool. The power supply takes all the case space up because it's a full-size PSU. But I've been wanting to turn it into something and just never have. It was meant to be a home, the video control center, but never got to it. Never did. But that's really cool that you got one and you are now ready for power out. I have a big old battery now, 14 amp hour battery, which hopefully will get me through usually about a 3-day power outage is what happens over our way. But either way, it's exciting to try out all these goodies. So I'm glad I had. I'm glad you had a great Christmas and hopefully a happy new year coming up. Alrighty, next up is Megan, who maybe could add a little more on that mesh stuff, see what, if I got it right or wrong. KJ7NUW, Megan, what are you doing?
Hi, Kirk, and hi to the net. It's KJ7NUW, Madeline. And yeah, I'm loving MeshCore. I'm having a blast with it. And yeah, to the other station, I didn't catch the call sign. I was on the other side of the room there. But yeah, I've also found that like using one of those Helltech devices, like a version of Helltech V3, that the 3,000 milliamp battery just lasts a couple of days. But I've recently started using the Rack devices, R-A-K, 4631, and those will run like for like a week on 3,000 milliamps. So anyway, just something to look into, and I'm having a blast with it. It's a lot of fun, and yeah, Kirk, just so you know, there's a couple different versions out there, but the one that's a lot of fun and that there's a ton of people on uses 933 megahertz, the ITU band. And so, yeah, there's hams and non-hams on there. And it's just a blast. Amy and I have had fun trying to find spots for repeaters that will kind of fill in various neighborhoods here in Seattle and give good coverage, as well as, just getting devices, client devices, into people's hands. So anyway, I've got a couple of nodes here that Jack asked me to provision for a couple of hands, so I hope we can get those into people's hands soon. But it's a lot of fun. So, and there's an educational meeting coming up, PSRG educational meeting, just talking about this very topic. Well, I am still recovering from the flu that I got on Christmas Eve, and the Mills Family Christmas is on schedule for next weekend, so that I don't pass along the seasonal flu as part of our Christmas celebration. So anyway, but I'm feeling a lot better. Just still dealing with the leftover gunk from it mostly. Thanks for hosting, Kirk, and radio wave to all my ham friends out there. KJ7NUW, back to net.
So, Christmas celebration moved to next weekend. Can I come over? I loved our Christmas. It was just me and Kathy, we had a ham, and she went all out. She, like, put this brown sugar topping with cloves on it, and it was bathing in orange juice. How about that? It was a very interesting ham, very delicious. If you go for that sort of thing. And, of course, potatoes. I didn't make any stuffing because we're getting pretty heavy from all the festivities up till now, but I usually love making stuffing on holidays as well. I'm going to have to look up some of these things, this ITU band, which has hams and non-hams on it, you said. That's very interesting. And I always thought it was funny when they say batteries have 3,000 milliamps. Isn't that just 3 amps? But at any rate, who was it? Arthur can get his battery situation figured out. Yeah, I don't know. I think about that too. I want to put an antenna tuner up on my antenna, but that's a long distance up there. I got to run a cable, and I bought some Ethernet cable to, like, I don't know, like 40, 42 feet of it or so. I really should string it up there and see if it'll work. Hopefully that would work, but that's been a project sitting on my hands forever. But at any rate, sounds like you had a great time. I'm sorry about the flu. I got my flu shot this year. I sure hope it helps because it sounds like a lot of people are getting it. Flu's back in fashion, I guess, and it doesn't sound like an easy one, so hopefully if I do get it, it'll be mild. We'll see. Anyway, thanks for checking in, Megan, and have a great weekend and the rest of your holiday. Okay, that's the end of that list. I'm ready to take a few more operators. If you're out there, give me your call sign and name, please.
KF7AZV, Alec, IO.
Oh, that was an interesting call sign. I don't know if I got it correct. Is it KF7AZV, is that correct?
Yeah, Kilo Foxtrot 7, Alpha Zulu Victor, Alec in Tacoma, IO.
All right, Alex, I got your, Alec, I got your I.O. I did get your name wrong, but I see on QRZ it's with a C, so I've straightened that out. Well, thanks for stopping by. Who else is out there? Call sign and name, please.
Edge 07, EXM, recheck. I'll help out here.
KJ70XM, recheck. You know, last new net I ran, let's see here, let's look at this. Yep, the last one I ran on the 29th, the end of November, had just 14 operators check in, and we're close to that record this time. But at any rate, Sean, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking how to make it, well, have this thing that I've got on my desk that drove KJ7RJL up a wall with, because it was going off over his place. I'm wondering now if a longer life battery would be a good idea for the one I've got, but I don't think that would fit in the case, but I've got something up my sleeve. I'll stand by and wait my turn.
Oh, that was your turn. You can still keep going. It's getting very quiet. So go ahead and just finish what you got. I can make another call.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because this thing's been going off like no tomorrow, and it's picking everything up from everywhere. And when I had it on the boat, I had people looking left and right. Where's that sound? So they couldn't find it because it was hiding in my pack, and it kept going off. And now I have it on this particular ringtone for the app to let me know that it's going off, and that's what people hear, and they're like, where is that? So I don't say a word, and I just keep going, and yeah, that thing's been sitting in JR's place, and it drove him up a wall. He thought I was on the phone all the time, and I said, no, that's the node talking. So now my plot plan is to find all the necessary stuff. And thanks, Madeline. I think you created a monster here. But now it has my interest, and I'm kind of wondering, and I am going to pop my nose into that Zoom meeting, because this has my attention that we could use more bodies to actually put some of these things together and get them out there. But I have an idea for one that I'm thinking of building. But I will probably have to pick the minds of everybody who's got one to figure out how I put it together correctly without screwing it up. So we will see what happens when I have all the pieces first. It's the battery. I'm kind of thinking about what size would also do for recharging and not have an issue. Because, you know, this one does the job, but... yeah, I need to make it last longer. Yes, that's my plan. So, KJ7EXM back to net.
KJ7EXM, Alpha Golf 7 Yankee Mike. Well, good luck figuring out the battery situation. I know that my ICOM 705, the IC705, they give you a tiny little battery, which will give you 5 watts and I'd say about 4 hours of continuous operation. And longer if you turn the screen off. But it has a bigger battery you can get for it. But I sidestepped that whole tangled mess and got that huge 14 amp hour battery, lithium ferrophosphate thing. I'm really enjoying it. I'm not getting a ton of use out of it, but when I do, it's just great to have. I hope it lasts forever because it gets light duty use out of mine. So good luck on your battery search. And yes, it sounds like you are helping spread the faith on these nodes. I better attend this meeting so I can see what it's all about. I'm going to look that up next pause I get and see if I can figure out when that is. I think it's Saturday as always, but at any rate, no one's saying anything's happening today. So anyway, great to hear from you with your recheck. Okay, let me drop a sec. Is there anyone else who wants to get in on Saturday Noon Net? It's kind of quiet. Might quit early unless you check in. Who's out there? Call sign and name.
KI7ZEI Tim.
KI7ZEI Tim, good to hear from you. Who else is out there? Call sign and name.
K3OE.
K3OE. 33, Rich, you came in just in time. I know some of you fellows come in later. You know, I guess you just sort of wait, do your thing, and then come in late. But if you came in late today, you might miss. But Jim and Rich, I got you on the list. Who else is out there? Zach, are you out there? Anybody, call sign and name, please. Okay, you know, I wait and wait, and usually you wait like an hour or so, and then just as you're ready to key up, the repeater will identify. But that didn't happen. So let's go over to KI7GEI Tim and hear what's going on with him on this Saturday.
Well, the sun is out here in Shoreline. I'm out in the parking lot of my apartment building. A little automotive stuff to do. I went over a pump last night, and the oil pressure indicator flashed on for a half a moment. And my Kia Soul, so I says, oh, must be time for me to put some oil in there. So I put in about a quarter and a half, and I'm good to go up to the fill line, so no problem with that. And then my Kia EV that I bought, I got about 42,000 miles on it now, so I've driven it like over 10,000 miles. The so-called auxiliary battery, it's got a problem. It wouldn't start the other day, and I had to jump it. I actually jumped it with one of my lithium-ion batteries, and it worked just fine, because it doesn't really draw much current when you jump it that way. It just has to have enough juice to actuate some kind of solenoid someplace in the main electrical system to get it to start. And normally you would not use a lithium-ion battery to jumpstart a car, but it works fine in this case. Anyway, and then this morning I go to use it, actually last night in the middle of the night I was going to go someplace, and the car would not unlock. So it's okay, the battery's dead again, so now I'm going to go and jump it one more time, get myself to Walmart where I should be able to get the battery that I need. They call it an auxiliary battery, but it's not really so much an auxiliary battery because it has to work to start the car. So it's kind of a fundamental battery, I would call it, rather than auxiliary battery. Anyway, that's what I'm up to today. Oh, and I've got tickets to some concert tonight. I'm trying to think. Old time stuff. It was just in my brain. But jazz stuff, way back. So that's what I'm doing tonight. And other than that, it's a beautiful day to get outside. KI7ZEI.
I don't know, Tim. I've been a hermit lately, ever since I got back from my trip. Just so much things to do inside, but maybe I should try to wander outside. I did take a walk yesterday outside, so that's good. And that's interesting. You call it they call it the auxiliary battery when, yeah, it seems to be really important. What would you call it? A battery adjunct, maybe? Something like that? But I'm sorry the Kia is giving you trouble. You know, my Outback. I have a Subaru Outback. Its battery, they put this tiny little battery in it, and you've got this machine with all this electronics on all the time and whatnot, lights turning on when you walk by it and whatnot. That battery just, it died. That car I killed died. The battery died on me three times, and so finally I went in and the battery was sort of on its end of life. One of the guys was saying, yeah, three times dead, you really should replace it. So I put a big old 900 series battery instead of the 400. I mean, it's more than double the power. And then my car is behaving itself. Even when I was gone on my trip for 6 weeks, came back and it was happy. I remember last time I left that car 2 weeks and it died. So, yeah, so hopefully you can get that all sorted out. I've got oil change up in my near future as well on my car, so I'm glad you reminded me on that. And, yeah, enjoy the concert tonight. Sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe if I look it up, I can find out who it is you're seeing in Seattle. But good to hear from you, and have a great weekend. Let's see here. Let me draw. Next up is K3OE Rich, Solar Power Rich. But what else is going on with you?
Well, good afternoon. Well, what else is going on? Well, you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, I tell you, the solar panels are working great. And, you know, I can already tell the days are getting just a little bit longer because the solar charge controller, it logs all the output every day. So I can look on there and just see the statistics, you know, from the last few days, and it's been steadily going up just a tiny little bit every day. So, yeah, the days are getting longer. What else is going on? Well, I'm still working out a solution in my head, of course. I don't do stuff on paper normally, but I've been mulling around what I'm going to do to get my HF antennas back up, because a new house went up next door, and the neighbor's tree was my HF antenna support, and it's gone. So, but I got plenty of poles here that I can use, and I know I'll figure out some way to get it back up in the air soon. In spite of that, I have been getting into the senile net on 20 meters every morning because I'm not totally down on HF. I had three antennas up. I still got one left. It's just a vertical, but it still keeps me on the air. So that's kind of what's going on here. Back to you, K3OE.
Oh, K3OE, Alpha Golf 7, Yankee Mike. Oh, that's really cool. I wonder about that. Let me ask you, that vertical antenna, it's got to have, does it have ground radials? Is it up in the air? How does that one work? Back to you.
Yes, I do have it up off the ground a little bit. The main reason for that is just to keep it out of the weeds that grow up so fast. So it's about 8 feet off the ground. I do have a few radials on it, nowhere near as many as I should have, but, you know, hey, even a few radials are better than none, so it does keep me on the air. Back to you, K3OE.
Yeah, you know what? I saw this one guy I was talking to years ago now. He put his a tripod on this cement sort of like fence. It was just a little, you know, 3 foot high thing. And then he just would have a tape measure on each side that he would run left and right. And those were his radials for this antenna he had set up. And it worked well enough, he said. So as long as you have something, I suppose. But, of course, they always say more is better. You see some guys with, you know, 20, 30 radials. I've heard some ridiculous amount of radials are, you know, mathematically required or something. But at any rate, I'm glad your setup works. I've often thought I wanted to put a vertical myself up. You know, I could just tack that on the side of the house somewhere, and, you know, maybe that would give me an antenna out in the open. But I would be worried about grounding it properly, so I have to think about that. So, I don't know. I think it'll never get done if it requires too much out of me. I'm getting to be more of a computer geek than a fix-my-antenna geek. So, at any rate, sounds good. I'm glad the days are getting longer and you're getting more juice from the sun. Putting all that sunlight back to work, that is really awesome. It's Rich, good to hear from you, and you too. Have a great weekend and Happy New Year if I don't see you before then. I wonder what that was. I'll drop just a sec. Okay, that looks like the end of a very tiny list. If anyone else wants to get in on the new net, let's hear your call sign and name, please.
Yeah, 7ZEI, recheck.
Okay, 7ZEI, recheck. Well, why don't you come ahead with your recheck, Tim? What's up?
Okay, well, just as I hung up the radio, so to speak, I remember it's a Duke Ellington concert. I'm sure Duke is not going to be there. He's long gone. But it's going to be, I think, a full orchestra, and they've got a choir, and they've got a tap dancer. Yay. So, and on the KIA EV, yeah, it's not really a problem so much as the batteries just have a finite lifetime. It looked like the battery had already been replaced once. It's a 2022. So I'm a little surprised I'd have a problem with it again. But anyway, I've got a little gizmo that I'm going to put on the battery that actually is a Bluetooth gizmo, and talks to your phone, and you can see exactly what the state of charge is and all that. So I think I will put that on there. I bought it several months ago, and I meant to put it on the battery, and I never did because I said, oh, I don't need that, but I think I do. So that will help me avoid these issues when I check it once in a while. Thanks for the net, KI7ZEI.
Oh, okay, so this isn't anything, a new car giving you problems. It's an old car just needing its standard service. That's good to hear. I'm glad it's nothing awful, and yeah, you can just get a replacement and be good to go. Having that Bluetooth monitor on there sounds like a great idea, especially if the battery is doing that to you. So good luck, and Duke Ellington, super awesome. I have a great time at that concert. I'll have to try to see if I can find some Duke Ellington I can listen to on YouTube just to refresh my mind. Anyway, enjoy all that, and I'll see you next time. All right, is there anyone else out there? We're getting close to the end. Call sign and name, please. Well, that long pause is the indicator that I think I'm done. So I'm going to put a dot there, and let's see here. 14 operators, you guys managed to hold off the lowest record. 14 was the last time I ran the net, so very good. I want to thank all of you for joining me on the new net today. Your support is greatly appreciated. For more information about the Puget Sound Repeater Group, please see the http://psrg.org. And don't forget the 9 p.m. net coming up tonight. And the Simplex net as well. thanks, everyone. This is Kirk Alphagol, 7 Yankee Mike, returning the repeater to normal repeater use. See y'all.
This is Kilo Golf 7, Chewbacca Echo Oscar, KG7 2 0 main position copy. Excellent.